Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're coming back to take a look at trends in the dairy industry. We're back on this week's program. We're going to visit with David Widmar, co-founder of Ag Economic Insights and also in the Ag Econ department at Purdue University. And David, we're going to talk this week about consumption trends in the dairy industry. What are some things that you're noticing out there?
Yeah, Joe, great to be joining you again today. This week, we took a look at dairy trends, as you mentioned. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I noticed they remodeled. Lots of floor space and real estate got devoted to the dairy section, specifically the cheeses and the yogurts. Went from a couple little shelves and aisles to like a whole big 20, 30-foot spread, and I thought, what was going on? And then my wife reminded me that McDonald's recently announced they were going to be using real butter. So came back, looked into the data, and found a couple of interesting trends have emerged kind of broadly within the dairy. The first one I looked at, of course, was butter per capita consumption. So that's the number of pounds of butter per person per year in the United States. And looked at data back to 1975. And between 1975 and about 2007, we bounced between 4 and 5 pounds of consumption per person per year. Then in 2007, we punched above 5 pounds, and right now butter consumption is kind of at a 39-year high of 5.5 pounds per person. So that was kind of a big change for the butter side.
Also, another big one, you know, the yogurt industry seems huge right now.
Yeah, so that's where I was the most surprised. You know, Greek yogurts have been really popular lately, and Chobani, you know, kind of went from a startup company in around 2006, 2007 to a multi-billion-dollar company here recently. So when we looked at the yogurt consumption trends, we see that since 1975, you know, it's been trending upward. In 1975, consumption was at about 2 pounds per person per year, and now it's up to nearly 15 pounds of yogurt per person per year. That's an incredible rate of growth. In fact, just from 1990 to 2014, it increased at an annual average rate of about 0.5 pound of yogurt per person per year more. So it's equivalent to getting basically every American to eat 1.5 more containers of yogurt every year.
Well, not everything is trending higher, though, in the dairy industry.
No, actually it's not. So when we look into fluid milk consumption, for example, fluid milk consumption has been trending downward pretty consistently since the 1975. So it's about 250 pounds of consumption, which is quite a bit of milk per year per person in 1975, down all the way to about 160 pounds here recently in 2014. That's an average rate decline of about 2 pounds per person. We also saw a decline in my favorite dairy product, ice cream. Regular fat ice cream has declined from about 18 pounds per person in 1975 to around 13 pounds lately. I was also surprised to see that the regular fat or the reduced fat ice cream also was hit by the trend lower in ice cream consumption. This has fallen from about 7 pounds, almost 8 pounds, down to 6 pounds recently.
All right, David, so what's the big picture here on the dairy industry when you look at it?
Right, so, you know, with some products increasing in trend and some products decreasing in trend consumption, so how do that kind of nets together? And the USDA provides some data. They say each specific product takes so much milk fat to produce. So if you add up all the milk fat needed, and then we convert that into milk equivalent, so that, as they call it, milk fat, milk equivalent basis, kind of a mouthful there, what they found is that, in general, it's been trending upward over the time. So 1975 all the way up to recently, it's been steadily increasing, especially since the mid-90s. And so what we've found in 2014, we're at a record high in total dairy consumption on that milk fat, milk equivalent basis in the United States. So a lot of times we think of these trends as kind of maybe forward-looking, but when we start looking at the yogurt, it's kind of impressive to say that this trend has actually been ongoing for several decades and probably going to continue for several years moving forward. It's pretty easy to overlook when it's slow and steady changes over long periods of time.
That is David Widmar, co-founder of Ag Economic Insights. For more on trends in the dairy industry, you can go to ageconomist.com. With Ag Economic Insights this week, I'm Joe Gangwish.